In 2017, philanthropist Agnes Gund sold a $165 million painting to create a fund to support formerly incarcerated artists. 6 years later, the fund is ending its grant program. A new exhibition in New York City titled No Justice Without Love celebrates the grantee artists. Our colleague Mansi Khurana has the story.
Russell Craig used to draw a lot as a kid. He filled his sketchbooks with Wolverine and X-Men characters.
But Wolverine was interesting to me because he could heal. And then also he would fight like anybody, like even if they was like more powerful than him, he had like no fear.
Craig grew up in the foster care system and spent a lot of time alone. He turned to art to stay busy. And once he aged out of foster care, he made his living dealing drugs. He went in and out of prison, but during his longest stay, 7 years, he found art again.
It was a way to just maintain focus while a lot of crazy stuff was happening around being in a prison setting.
Craig is a full-time artist living in Brooklyn, New York. He was one of the first grantees of the Art for Justice Fund. It finances art projects by formerly incarcerated people, and the Ford Foundation Gallery in New York is showing some of their work. Craig doesn't paint on paper or canvas, he paints on leather. And his suppliers include someone who smuggled handmade purses out of prison. Craig takes them apart and creates a large canvas.
Leather is like the hide of the cow, because the leather represents the black body.
On that leather, he painted three black men's faces. He surrounded them with bright blocks of blue and orange, the colors of prison jumpsuits that he remembers. His leather now hangs near the work of Jesse Crimes. He also served time for drug possession. He says he spent the entirety of his first year in solitary confinement, where he began making art, using pencils to draw portraits on his prison bedsheets. Now that he's out, Crimes, like Craig, uses materials from current inmates. He asks their families to donate old clothes, which he uses to create quilts.
Clothing is such a marker of who we are as people. It's how we present to the world. And so I felt like the clothing itself served as a portrait of the person without having to actually depict that individual.
Crimes asks current inmates, what do you miss the most about the outside world? Most people say home. One described meditating in a forest. His quilt shows that forest. Crime says he wants his art to humanize the people behind bars.
It changes the understanding of populations all across the country who go out and vote for tough-on-crime policies and tough-on-crime politicians. And if you don't actually complicate a lot of these kind of old, worn-out, stereotypical representations of prison and who goes to prison, then you're always going to be combating the same thing forever.
Other featured artists want to change the prison system. Mary Enoch Elizabeth Baxter gave birth in custody. She was shackled to a bed during her 43-hour labor. Now she wants to ban this practice.
It feels like a calling. It feels like all of these experiences, there was a reason.
Jesse Crime says that other artists have changed his life.
I don't know where I would be without them, or who I would be without them, honestly. I mean, these are all guys that I've worked with since, what, coming home in 2013. And getting connected to all these other artists and all of our other fellows just keeps me focused, grounded, supported.
Which is exactly why he co-founded a program to mentor other artists coming out of prison. Mansi Khurana, NPR News, New York.